Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm your host, Emeka. And what this podcast is all about is letting you know that regular people like you and me can invest in real estate to become wealthy. You don't need millions and billions of dollars to invest in real estate. You can actually invest in real estate with little to no money down. I'm just here to let you know that as long as you have time and can take action, you can become wealthy. And all it takes is a couple of years for you to honestly become financially free. So tune in. Hope you enjoy. What's going on, Stay Ready crew? It's your boy Emeka here with another Stay Ready episode. There was no episode last week. It was a vacation week. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. But today what we're going to talk about is risk. I've talked about risk before, but I think I have a real-life example of how something can be very risky. So we have a six unit here in Central Florida. And when I say we, my partners and I, we did a JV. And we were looking to sell. We were looking to sell the property. And unfortunately, the buyer needed an extension. He needed an extension, and 2 days later, we get some photos of a car that has been crashed into. So basically, there was a crash on the street, and that crash was so impactful that it hit a parked car near our unit, and that car ran into the kitchen of someone's home. So the entire wall of someone's kitchen is gone. And if I can, I'll try to show you a picture here in 3, 2, 1. If you're on YouTube, you can see that photo, but that's real life, right? That's a risk. Someone literally running into your apartment 2 days before you sell it. Someone running into your house 2 days before you sell it. That stuff can absolutely happen because it happened to me, right? So I'm not telling you anything that I typically haven't experienced. I'm telling you everything that I have experienced, that I have gone through, that partners have gone through, so forth and so forth. And someone can literally run into your home, and at the end of the day, it's going to be okay. It might suck, right? What do we need to do? Well, you know, we thought that the buyer wanted to just work with us and give us an extension. Of course, that didn't happen. So we had to cancel the contract. We have to go through insurance, because if we fix it too fast, the insurance might not help. So if we had multiple quotes, most likely need to get an adjuster. We have to scramble to get a GC. Getting GCs isn't the easiest. Fortunately for us, we were able to find some. But no, this is real life stuff. This is stuff that keeps you up at night. The fact that we expected to have our money by now, and we're not going to have it, you know, until we fix it, until we get the property fixed up and, you know, listed and sold. It's quite frankly annoying, right? It'd been nice to get a good win before the end of the year, but these things happen. We really don't have time to, you know, cry about it. We have our weekly meetings. We talked about it. We immediately acted, right? Everyone went to their roles, right? I'm the boots on the ground, so, you know, I went to local people. I went to local suppliers. Our property manager, he did his thing as well, reaching out to people. So everyone, when it comes to a team, it's really a team effort. There's no one person who should be doing everything. And if they are, hopefully they're getting compensated enough. But when it comes to risk in real estate, that's a real risk that, you know, anyone can really drive into your home. But that's not something that anyone expects. And it's, I would say we're probably the outlier. Like, the chances of that happening is very slim. And if I'm talking to you, telling you what's happening, how it does suck, but life moves on, I hope this makes you realize that, you know, real estate, investing in real estate, it's truly here for the long haul. And when it comes to the risk, the major risk that you come upon, it usually is still going to work out, right? Insurance might cover the entire thing. Hopefully they do. But it might be annoying. It might be a couple months of back and forth, right? You know, a couple text messages, a couple of phone calls getting denied from contractors, people wanting to do the job, people saying it's too small. But it might cost you a couple hours out of your entire life. So, you know, understand what your tolerance is. Understand that this is a risk in real estate. But someone driving to your home, it can be the same risk of, you know, market going down and your stocks going down 30-40%. The value of our property does not go down. In fact, it may go up since we have to fix it. The chances of that might be slim, but these are good chances of, you know, a better property. So yes, this is a real life risk when it comes to real estate. And it's also a good lesson of, if you're going to be on a team, make sure you have some value, right? Make sure you have your value. Make sure whenever it's your turn to step up to the plate and bat at a great percentage. I don't know baseball. I don't know what the percentage is, but you get where I'm going. Just make sure you deliver. Just because I'm the boots on the ground, right? That's my focus. I'm not the best capital raiser. Obviously, I'm not a property manager. And I moved to Florida to be boots on the ground and to present that skill. And it's been very beneficial as the team has grown, as the property manager continues to be a rock star and expand his team. Things just start to get more efficient, and that's where I'm going to need to step up even more to try to be in these deals, because the value needs to be there. So when it comes to the lesson that we can get from this today, is understand that real estate's risky, but 9 out of 10, it works out. Typically, money solves things, especially if you can kind of prepare for that. And how we prepared for someone running into our property was insurance. So shout out to insurance for once. And then number two, if you want to get into these bigger deals or bring in someone on a smaller deal, you have to make sure that you have value. Value, it gets harder during the tougher times, because if you're going to be in a deal, why, right? If you're going to be receiving equity in these deals, if you're going to be receiving any money in these deals, the people are going to be investing not only into the deal, but into you. Why should they? And you need to provide that value, because you can quickly be put out, right? Someone might have in their bio, you know, they own 50 doors or 100 doors, or I have the 30-something doors. But what is your equity percentage in those doors? It might be a percent of a percent, right? What's the true value that you bring, right? And that's something that you have to continuously do, because your value for one deal might not be as good as the next deal, especially if there's a strong capital raise. So, you know, honesty with ourselves, looking in the mirror, and understanding what we're going to take on when it comes to these deals, when it comes to, it could be a flip, it could be a burr, it could be a simple rental, short-term Airbnb, multifamily syndication, you name it. Understand, real estate's risky. As long as you provide value, as long as you prepare for it, 9 times out of 10, it's going to work out. Thanks for coming to my Mecca Talk. Stay ready, family. Until next time, see ya.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed. My goal with these podcasts is to help you get 1% better every single day. And if you enjoyed, please like and subscribe and go to my YouTube channel, because I post real life deals and the ongoing things that I'm doing to let you know that I'm walking the talk and not just talking about it, not just yapping. So hope to see you next week. Till next time.